time ago. We've got the story of Sheeran and Farad. Well, Sheeran, pretty Sheeran, had a real McCoy lover in Farad. I like those lights on. But she went for a walk on her own one day. She saw thousands of slave workmen out there digging. Since she was with the Shah, no one dared to look her way. That is, until she came to young Farad, whose little heart had been set all aflame. He called out, "Sheeran, I love you." And she felt love by the way he called her name. You see, Sheeran, pretty Sheeran, had a real McCoy lover in young Farad. Well, her heart had already been won over, but she had to put that boy to the test. She said, "See those mountains, dig me a tunnel, and that way I'll know that you love Sheeran the best." You see, Sheeran wanted to make double sure she had a real McCoy lover in Farad. Well, no, that's understandable. You never can tell the phonies from the real guys. He didn't say a tunnel through it. Suppose that's just a joke. Suppose she's kidding? And he didn't say a tunnel like that. Look, suppose it rains? He didn't say, "You can't dig it." He didn't say, "That's impossible." He just dug with the pick, you know, and called her name. Oh, Sheeran, pretty Sheeran, had a real McCoy lover in your Farad. Is that possible, Jonathan? Look, each stroke, it did its own little miracle. Each stroke with a pick, he did the work of 10 men. Well, a lover, the McCoy of young Farad, may not grace those groves again. So Sheeran, pretty Sheeran, you'd say she had a real McCoy lover in young Farad. Well now, well what about, I thought she was owned by the Shah, Jonathan. That didn't all happen so easy back then. Yeah, but even then, well you see the Shah, etc. Now they were getting worried, because they were thinking, how are we going to keep Sheeran? One of his advisors said, "Look, just tell young Farad that his Sheeran has died, and we won't be worried by that lad again." They could tell it would mean the end. They could tell. They could tell that Sheeran, pretty Sheeran, they could even figure that she had a real McCoy lover in young Farad. It did, and according to the story, this is from a bunch of old stories, it supposedly killed him. He heard this and it killed him. She heard that this tunnel was almost finished. And she was struck by this because she figured he was that kind of guy. She wanted to go out and see this. So she discovered it, but she discovered him dead. Now, when the animal saw Sheeran discover a dead Farad, their little hearts were completely uptore. They said, "We loved him too, Sheeran. We thought they didn't make them like that anymore." Sheeran, pretty Sheeran, you have a real McCoy lover in this man, Farad. So, when Sheeran heard the little animal's words, she knew that they knew the score. So she just laid down by her Farad's side, and she died not to live a futile life, yearning anymore. Well, Sheeran, pretty Sheeran, had a real McCoy lover in Farad. Sheeran, had a modern lover, had a real McCoy lover in my Farad. My name is Jonathan Richmond. Good night.
Thank you.